When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of the things I've been so encouraged as I've worked on Spirit Radio over the last number of years is that young people in particular are really hungry to learn and know more about our faith. And I guess we see that here at Spirit Radio, because one of our biggest group of listeners are young people between the ages of 18 to 35. And this is something that my next guest feels passionate about, just engaging young people with their faith. And there's a really great event happening this Sunday, the 18th of February in Cork, that's doing just that. It's called Connect Four. And on the line to tell us all about it, we have Bishop Fintan Gavin from the Diocese of Cork. And Ross, thanks for being with us, Bishop Fintan, this morning.
Good morning, Wendy. Good morning to your listeners. It's lovely to speak to you.
So tell us a little bit about this upcoming Connect Four event. What's it all about and what can people expect from it?
Well, Connect Four really grew out of an event we called Connect. So when I came to Cork and Ross back in June of 2019, I met lots of young people in different pockets, you know, involved in different faith groups, different movements. And I suppose another group that I met that I probably was more concerned about are young people in parishes. You know, when you'd visit a parish weekend, they'd say to you, there's not many other young people here, I feel a bit isolated. So we brought all those people together, the leaders from all those different groups, to try and look at how we could support young people in their faith to go deeper, to ask those bigger questions. And so we went and organised a Connect event, and we've learned from each one. And we've had a variety of guest speakers doing workshops, and really about bringing people together for fellowship, for prayer, for reflecting, and just, you know, asking those bigger questions around life. And then I was lucky enough last year to go to the SEA conference, which is organised by the Focus Missionaries in St. Louis. And I met Monsignor Shea, who's going to be our guest speaker. So I asked him at that stage, would he be, you know, willing or interested? Now, he's somebody who's very well known all over the world as a kind of a renowned kind of youth speaker. He's president of the University of Mary in North Dakota, but he has a particular passion for young people and a great ability. So we've invited him to come to our event next Sunday. This event is usually for just young people from Cork and Ross, but we decided that, like, it's just such a good opportunity to hear a good Catholic speaker like that we'd open it up to any young person between 18 and 35 who'd like to join us.
Great stuff. And I guess it's great as well, Bishop, when you can see why this has really worked in other places. And as I mentioned, you know, just young people in particular, when they get kind of exposed to hearing from somebody like Monsignor Shea, you know, that can be that kind of light bulb moment where they go, okay, the pieces of the puzzle are suddenly starting to come together now.
Absolutely. And I suppose the group kind of looked, what are we going to ask Monsignor Shea? We're lucky enough to have him. What will we ask him to speak into? So what we came up in the end was, what is the point of being Catholic? So does it make sense? Why does it make sense? What's behind it? So he's going to speak into that. And then we'll have kind of a Q&A with himself and myself. We'll have Mass. We have adoration. And we fellowship. It's really, you know, that's what we found from these Connect events. Because, you know, each time we do some kind of feedback afterwards, a questionnaire. And the thing that people want more than anything is to go deeper in their faith, to explore those bigger questions, and to find other people that are on the journey with them.
Yeah, and it makes such an impact. And I know, again, over the years, as I've interviewed kind of young people, that is one of the biggest parts of them entering into renewing or beginning a relationship with God, is seeing kind of other young people and connecting with them. And you need that sense of community. Tell us a little bit more, just, I know you touched on it a bit, Bishop Fintan, but just about Monsignor Shea and what he's going to be talking a little bit about.
Well, just to give an example, so he was one of the key speakers at SEEK 24 this year. Now, there was 20,000 this year. We had a number of young people from all over Ireland. We had quite a big group from UCC in Cork. But it's interesting, like, so you had all the big names of kind of Catholic speakers there, but he was the only man in the week that got a standing ovation at the end of his talk. So he just has this ability to speak in with great passion into, you know, the big questions that we have today. He's challenging but inspiring at the same time. So he doesn't flinch from you know, asking those big questions. But he, you know, he's someone who was trained theologically. He studied in Rome. He's now president of a university. So he's able to take people on that journey. He can, you know, grapple with those big questions but finds concrete ways of responding to them.
Yeah, and I think that's where the hunger for all of us comes from, isn't it? And that's probably something that is important for us to kind of highlight and explore, that kind of God wants us to ask the big questions. He wants that intellectual curiosity. That's a big part of the faith journey, isn't it?
Absolutely. And again, you find that the answer to so many of those things are in Jesus. Like, I mean, it's the first Sunday of Lent. It's a wonderful opportunity just to kind of if you like, kickstart your Lent. You know, you'll have an opportunity. It's like a retreat day with our young people. And at the same time, you're addressing those bigger kind of challenges. So if you're someone that's a person of faith and you just want to kind of go deeper, or someone that you're not sure you're searching, he certainly, because he kind of works in a university, is very engaged with the questions of young people. So he's not someone that, you know, isn't able to kind of take those kind of challenging questions and respond in a very real and kind of practical way.
Yeah, I always remember doing a U2000 retreat many years ago, and that was one of the sections. It's called Flunk the Friar, a Dominican Friar. You could ask as many questions as you want. It was great because it was that time of exploration of, okay, here's the things I'm grappling with. Now, I know Monsignor Shea has sent a special message of just what his hopes for the event are, so let's take a listen.
The scriptures say that God is a God of encouragement and perseverance. And those are two things which are really important for us in our lives. First of all, perseverance. We don't want to give up. So often we're tempted to give up, but giving up is the ultimate defeat. And as long as we don't give up, the Lord is able to assist us and we continue to grow, continue to fulfill the destiny, the dream that He has for us in our lives. So perseverance is deeply important. And I hope that people leave with a more gritty sense, a more resilient sense of how they're meant to live, even in the sufferings and difficulties of life. Perseverance. The other thing I think would be encouragement. God is a God of encouragement, which means that He places courage within us. We're not meant to live in fear. We're meant to live with a sense of the possibility of life and all that the Lord holds out to us. I would want the people who come to leave with a sense that they've been seen by God, that they've been heard by God, that they're understood by the one who created them, and that they can turn to Him in everything. So perseverance and encouragement would be two gifts that I would want them to leave with.
It's great to hear a little bit from Monsignor Shea, who's going to be speaking at Connect 4 this weekend. Bishop Fintan, what are your hopes? And what would you say to someone maybe who's been listening to this going, oh gosh, it sounds good, but I've never been to anything like that before. I'm not holy enough for that one.
Yeah, I suppose, and we've even addressed that. So with a team of people that will be there to greet people, because I know how hard it can be to walk into a hall of people that you don't know. Their job is really to welcome you, to support you, and introduce you to other people. So I'd say if you're thinking about it, just take that risk. Take that chance, and I can personally guarantee, and I look forward to meeting you if you're one of those people, personally guarantee that you won't be disappointed. He'll be inspiring. The energy that's in it, this is the fourth of these events. You know, I'm always inspired by the young people themselves at these events, because they just bring that energy, that life, and it's a safe place just to celebrate and go deeper in your faith.
Well, Bishop Fintan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today to tell us all about Connect 4. It takes place this Sunday, that's the 18th of February. It's a gathering for young people aged 18 to 35 to support and encourage them in their faith, and also give them a chance to ask some of the big questions that they'll be able to ask of Monsignor Shea that you heard from earlier. It's running from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Student Centre in University College Cork. And to find out more and to book a place, search for Connect 4 at Eventbrite. And that was Bishop Fintan Clinton Gavin, the Catholic Bishop of the Diocese of Cork and Ross, chatting to me this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.